Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I gotta shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Radio on demand. That's what we do.
That's us. Right.
We're here for you.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people, radio on demand, it's all right.
So we have this neighbor.
No, we don't.
We do. And she's a lovely lady.
No, she's not.
She is. Are you just going to disagree with everything I say just for
no,
the fun of it?
Absolutely not.
Okay. And
I haven't disagreed with the thing you've said yet.
Mm-hmm. And so she has this way about her that she calls and you can't hang up. I mean,
you make it worse.
You know, you can't.
You make it worse because you, okay, here's how you make it worse. You dread her calling. Mm-hmm. So when she does call, you pretend you're not here.
I don't.
Or you pretend
actually.
You're too busy and you don't answer it because you're too busy.
No, that's not true. I don't pretend.
Because you know you're going to have to. Well, I'm not saying you pretend. I'm just saying you know you're going to have to slot 45 minutes to talk to her.
Right.
So you don't answer the phone. You say, I'll call her back.
Uh-huh. Which I do.
And you will.
Uh-huh.
But you make it worse because then you put off talking. If you had talked to her for 5 minutes every day, then you wouldn't have 45-minute phone calls.
But listen, it's
and
not.
Then you would feel freer to go, okay, Mrs. Jones, listen, I got to go. I got to get something done. I'll talk to you later. Bye. And you could get away with that if you talk to her 5 minutes every day.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, she acts like she's our grandmother, and she's not.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really nice. I mean, she's a good neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I left the light on all night, because mm-hmm. I thought she was moved out, first of all. But the reason why I left the light on in the backyard all night mm-hmm. is because I can actually sleep through the night, because the cats won't come around. the strange alley cats, they'll crawl up into my, like, because the way our porch is, it's like right by our bedroom.
Uh-huh.
It's like a U-shaped back porch, and it's right beside our bedroom, and we have that window down.
Mm-hmm.
So that the cool air comes in, and then the cats will come back there, and Joy, who's back there already, will defend her territory mm-hmm. by screaming like a wild banshee, which is very, just so peaceful and nice at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So it's such a good way to wake up.
Love that. Yeah.
So if I leave the back, yard light on, then
the back, way back, garage light, the the security lights,
If I leave them on, then those cats don't come around.
Oh, there you go, gives you security. So she calls, and she says, you know, you left your light on; it's been on for days. So I go over there and I flip the switch. Okay.
Uh huh.
We proceed to talk. She tells me about being a teacher in 1920, and which, I mean, I love her stories. I love them. But it's never short. It's not. You can't just have a sauce. And she is the queen of guilt trips. Now, she does not give me guilt trips because I don't. I don't do guilt trips.
She does. Okay? Faith doesn't allow guilt
but
trips.
And I don't allow them. And it drives her crazy. You can tell it drives her crazy because it doesn't work. And so she'll say, you know, I called and I left the message, and your answer machine's like gobbledygook. I don't know what you have on there. You need to check that. I said, oh, well, maybe when the electricity went out, you know, it caused it to mess up and it put that, you know, that standard message that it does. She goes, no, it's you. You just sound like there's a fire or something and you got to hurry. You're like, you're in this big hurry. You got to get out of the house because there's a fire and it's just in such a hurry. And I said, what? She's like, your message is so fast. Like, it's just gobbledygook. I can't understand it. And I'm like, seriously, you are calling me to tell me that you don't like the message that I have on my answering machine?
She doesn't like getting the answering machine. That's the thing.
And I said, is it, you've reached Brad and Faith McFadden. We can't come to the phone right now, but please leave a message. Hope you have a blessed day. And I mean, I said it fast.
Exactly like that.
And I said it fast, and it's pleasant, but people don't want to listen to I mean, my mom's voicemail message is so long. I'm like, seriously, mom,
just
come
press,
on.
Just press pound.
Well, you can't on ours because we don't have it. Ours is an answering machine.
It still works. Yeah, it works with every answering machine.
It
press
does?
Press pound. Yeah, you go right to the
really?
Message. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Sure.
I thought that was only a voicemail.
No.
Anyway, so my mom's message is an eternity long. It drives me crazy. And I'm like, come on already. I know who you are.
Press pound.
Okay. So she gets mad at me because she says my message, like I'm in a hurry and I don't want to talk. See, but that, you're right. It's because she doesn't want to hear the
answer. Let me redo the message for her. I'll do the message. Well, hey, we ain't here. Why don't you leave a message for us on the phone here at the beep? And then maybe if we want to, we'll call you back. If we don't call you back, it's because we don't want to talk to you. You have a good day now, you hear?
I just never know when to call. I don't know. You're just so busy. I don't ever know when to call. I just hate to interrupt. No, you don't. Sorry.
So that was your experience. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I don't know if I had it yet.
Oh. We are, as we speak, as you listen to us right now, on our way to Dumas.
Yeah. I mean, we're not right at this moment.
A youth conference.
But when you listen to this, we are.
Yes.
Maybe. So if you listen to it during the day.
So be in prayer for us tonight as I will speak on truth in front of gobs of youth, angry mobs of youth.
Angry mobs.
Full of hormones and angst. So be in prayer for me, please, because I will need it. And they will need it.
Yeah. Why do they need it?
They need,
because they're full of angst?
Yes.
Oh. Or because they're listening
they
to you?
They will need it to open up their hearts to what I have to say.
Oh, okay.
To be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Yes, they do need that.
I need it so that I don't get killed by the angry mob of teenage hormone angst.
Okay. Gotcha. Good to know.
So did you hear about this guy? This guy was an orphan. He'd been adopted.
Uh-huh.
And he was, like a lot of adopted people these days, he decided to search for his parents. Have you heard this?
No, but I mean, that's just a normal thing. Yeah.
So he decides to go in search of his real birth mother.
Uh-huh.
And through modern technology and the miracle of
DNA and all that.
Whatever. And so he was able to track down his birth mother, uh-huh. which I think is a bad idea, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I think there should be a place where you go and say, I'm willing to speak to my birth mother if she's willing to talk to me. And if that birth mother shows up and says, he can contact me if he wants to, that's fine. Okay? But the fact that if you're adopted, you can track down your birth mother just willy-nilly, to me, is a really bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that discourages people from going and allowing their children to be adopted. Because they don't want to, like, I don't want to deal with this in 30 years. The kid comes back and mad at me because I let him go.
Mm-hmm. When it was the right decision at the time.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, this guy tracks down his birth mother.
Yeah.
And they get into talking, and the subject comes up of who the father was. And mm-hmm. she's less than forthcoming with information.
Mm-hmm.
And she sort of puts that off. And this goes back and forth, and they're writing letters to one another and talking on the phone and starting to build a relationship, and he kind of won't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't think you really want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, yeah. And so then it comes out, well, yeah, I was raped, and that's why I let you go.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, he says, do you know who it was? You know, and she's like, well, yeah, I know who it was, but I don't think you want to contact him. And he said, well, maybe he's changed, you know, maybe he's not the same kind of person, you know, or, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All this relative, you know, wobbly, bodily gook.
Mm-hmm.
Trust people when they tell you you don't want to know things. Mm-hmm. When somebody tells you you don't want to know, you probably don't want to know.
That's right. Women, believe him.
So he continues to insist, and she finally fesses up that it was Charles Manson.
I knew this was coming. I knew. I'm like, he had to have been like some serial killer.
Yep. Yeah. So this was like a normal, everyday guy. He was perfectly happy with his life.
So now he's tormented.
And now he's being treated for depression.
There you go.
Because he's Charlie's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because Charlie may not surf, but he does rape.
What'd you say?
You remember this? Remember they all came out with these little t-shirts that Charlie don't surf?
Oh. No, I don't remember that.
Back in the 90s or 80s or whatever?
No, I don't remember that. Had a picture. Really?
Yeah. It was to raise money for the victims.
Oh, okay.
To Charlie don't surf. Well, anyway, so he's actually written his father a couple of times.
Really?
Yeah. And Charles.
Why? Charles Manson wants to talk to you.
I don't know. He's wrote me back. But he signs all his letters with a swastika.
Yeah, he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah, he's perfectly sane.
Really?
Yeah, so that's the story. I don't know why I shared that with everybody. Happy Thanksgiving Day after, everybody!
It's just weird.
Wow, happy Friday with that uplifting, wonderful Christian story all kinds of implications for your Christian life and walk.
Yes, it does.
Enjoy your devotional. Goodbye. We have calls.
Okay. How are we doing?
Oh, I wasted a whole 10 minutes telling that story.
Good for you. So we could do calls tomorrow.
We can do calls tomorrow, but do you really want to leave them with that?
We are a wecka wecka doo doo, yeah, and I'm out of here.
Okay.
You see, you said I could use it however I wanted.
No, I said I could.
I get to use it however I see because this is my plan. If I overdo it, he won't say it anymore because it'll be so sick of it.
I'm uncomfortable with this. This is not a good plan. And it's waka waka doo doo, yeah.
Whatever. Wacka wacka doo doo, yeah.
It sounds like you're whacking poop.
That's even better.
It's waka waka doo doo, yeah.
It's even more annoying.
It's even more annoying if you mispronounce it.
Yeah. Wacka wacka doo doo, yeah.
I taught her everything she knows. All right. Well, this is your day after Thanksgiving show. I hope that you enjoyed it.
Yes.
That's all we have for you.
Yes, that's it.
Why are you still here? We told you this was over.
See
go,
ya.
Go.
Bye.
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 Seriously, go to the next podcast or turn it off or put it, the headphones down. What? Seriously, go away. Leave us alone.
John.
God, they're still there. They're still there. They don't go away. They don't listen to me.
No. Nope.
Oh, I know what it is. I haven't played the music. Got to play the music.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.
They're still there.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, they just irritate me sometimes. You'd think to go away and give me some privacy and give me my own space. I want my own space.
Wicka wicka doo doo, yeah.